Angielski w pracy z humorem, Kasia Sielicka.
Remote working and remote schooling? Impossible. Being a working parent has always been an uphill struggle. An uphill struggle, a difficult task. An uphill struggle. But it is so now, more than ever, in the pandemic. With the schools closed, parents are forced to, do remote working, remote schooling, at-home parenting, at-home cooking, at-home entertainment. And if you ask me, moim zdaniem, if you ask me, that's 4 or 5 jobs instead of just one. Yeah? Is that feasible? To jest wykonalne? Is that feasible? I don't think so. I have 2 kids. My Róża is 7 years old and she's a first grader. Pierwszak, a first grader. And my Krzyś is 10 years old and he's in the 5th grade. He's in the 5th grade. W piątej klasie, in 5th grade. And if you're trying to figure out the maths, figure out, rozkminić, if you're trying to figure out the maths, like the ages, the grades, no, it doesn't add up. Nie zgadza się. It doesn't add up. Krzyś was born in December, actually on Christmas Day, and that was that weird year when the parents could decide whether the kids stay 1 year longer in preschool, przedszkole, preschool, or whether they go to first grade. And Krzyś went to first grade, so he's actually 2 years farther in the education system than a lot of his peers, rówieśnicy, peers. So that's the maths explained. And both of my kids have been learning from home for a few weeks now, and I have to tell you, it's a total disaster. The first thing is the scheduling of the classes, planowanie, the scheduling of the classes. Some of them are scheduled in Microsoft Teams, which is the video conferencing software used by public schools. Others are scheduled on Librus, because the teacher doesn't know how to plan them in Microsoft Teams. And still others, they are just, the students are informed about them orally, ustnie. Orally, during some other classes with their teachers. Librus, if you're unfamiliar with Librus, this is the online register, dziennik szkolny, the online register. And there is also my favorite approach, the combo approach. So for example, my Róża, in Microsoft Teams, she has the classes, English classes, scheduled for 11:30. But the teacher wrote us on Librus that the class is not at 11:30, but 11:40. It's just that she doesn't know how to change that in Teams. And very often during their 10 o'clock class, they are informed that it's not English but music today, and it's not 11:30 or 11:40, it's 11:20. Total chaos. Yeah? So you have to get your kids to the classes. The second thing, you have to get them to write down what their homework is. And that itself is a challenge because the teachers also have a multitude of ways of informing the students about their homework. Yeah? So some teachers will tell them during class, and of course the kids forget. Some teachers will write that in the chat and it gets covered by dozens of messages. Dozens, tuziny, dziesiątki, dozens of messages from other students, and the kids don't see that, yeah? And some of them just write it on Librus, yeah? But the kids don't have access to Librus. Nie mają dostępu. They don't have access to Librus. So as a parent, you have to be vigilant, czujny, baczny, you have to be vigilant and not to miss any homework assignment. Homework assignment, praca domowa. So, figuring out what homework is, that's actually a big challenge itself, but the kids also have to submit the homework somehow. Somehow? Jakoś? Submit, oddać, złożyć, yeah? They have to submit the homework somehow. And again, different teachers prefer different methods, yeah? So very often, me, I find myself copying the website address from Krzysio's tablet, then I type it into my computer, then I download the handout, I print the handout, then Krzyś actually does the homework, then I scan the done homework and I email that to the teacher, yeah? Oh my God, that's total bedlam, okay? Dom wariatów, that's total bedlam. And, you know, all of that schoolwork is just the tip of the iceberg. Wiesz, how I got a lot of it. The tip of the iceberg. Because you have to actually cook for these kids, make sure that they have brushed their teeth, take care of their entertainment, make sure they don't kill their siblings. Siblings. Rodzeństwo. Make sure that they don't kill themselves out of boredom or sheer frustration. It's just so much to do. So basically, I feel like the pit crew. Yeah? The pit crew, that's the people, the group of people, a crew, załoga, who work at the pit stop. Now, if you're a man, you probably know that. If not, this doesn't help you much, the pit stop. This is the place during like Formula One races, a car race, where cars stop to get the tires changed, or I don't know what else happens there. But it has to be fast, they have to be waiting, they have to be ready any second. So I feel like that, yeah, like I'm always ready, yeah? Who needs what? And my student Maya, a working mother of three, she said that she feels like a meerkat. Surykatka, yeah? A meerkat. Yeah? Like, who needs what? Which tablet is not working? Who needs water? Who needs food? Yeah? Who needs homework? Who needs paint? Yeah? I'm here, yeah? What's happening? What's broken? So, basically, that's what it's, what parents turn out to be, yeah? We're just the service crew for our kids. So, whenever I close my door and try to actually work in peace, I feel bad that I'm a bad mother because my kids are out there maybe needing my help, yeah? So I get frustrated during my work, I can't focus, I feel I'm doing a lousy job. Odwalam kiepską robotę. I'm doing a lousy job. So I get frustrated and then I take it out on my kids, wyładowuję. I take it out on my kids, and then my kids get frustrated, and I get angry with them, and, you know, it's a vicious circle. Błędne koło. It's a vicious circle. So yeah, it's impossible to work at home and have kids learning at home. Uh-uh, doesn't work. Well, I have to go now, because, guess what? My kids want something from me. Again. But I'll be happy if you let me know about your experiences as a working parent. Yeah? Let me know so that we can suffer together. Suffer? Cierpieć. Yeah? Let's suffer together.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl